Okay, this is our last meeting. I'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, or we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with any changes that we need to make, or hopefully everything will fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had the fashion trends that people want a fancy look and feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables and the new styles and a spongy feel. So we were talking about trying to incorporate those into our prototype. They wanted limited buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices. The iPod, we really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote, and basically what we were making for the prototype. So I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over.
The best discussion.
Prototype, yeah. Do you need a this?
No. There was our one, but I didn't have it. Little banana. Yeah, basically, we just went with the color yellow. Working on the principle of a fruit, which was mentioned. It's basically designed around a banana. But it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because this would be hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips. So that's sad. Hopefully help with grip. I like the ergonomics of it. But all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel. To use your imagination a little bit. And this here represents the screen
Very nice.
where you'd go through. And the simplest functions would be almost identical to an iPod, where that one way through channels, that way all the way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions, sort of you press that and go through the menus. It's that simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on and off switch. I don't know. We could use the voice. That blue bit should be yellow. That'd be where the batteries would be, I suppose. And that's about it. It's as simple as we can make it. Really. Is there anything else to add?
That's what we have there. That's plastic covered with rubber. We might add some more underneath here. Maybe give it a form. I mean, you're supposed to hold it like that, but just if you grab it, do
yeah,
it from
doesn't
somewhere.
make any
so,
much
you
difference
know,
if you work
some
left-handed or right-handed, I suppose.
Exactly. You can, use both. Might as well
The
think
actual thing
about.
might be smaller.
Think about the buttons.
Yeah.
Either one on either side there. Or
What's
not
that
do it
button?
all.
Just the
It's
on
a quick
button.
on/off
Yeah.
button. That's I think it's pretty important, so you don't have to fiddle with that.
Yeah.
That's not. I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah. Play with that over there. Oh gosh. And it's flimsy because it's made out of heavy play down material.
Impressive.
Well done.
Can you look at the now?
And whether or not it would fall in to the cost is another thing, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Or, not luckily. Do you have a marketing video presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. First, I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past trend reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we'll do a group evaluation of the prototype. And then we will calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier. So. We're going to be doing it based on a 7-point scale. And one is going to mean true, that we did actually achieve that. And seven being false, we did not achieve that. Okay. So for the first one, we need to decide, did we solve the problem of the users who complained about an ugly remote?
I think it's definitely different than anything else out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely. It's bright.
It's bright.
It still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's not sharp. Angles to it.
Yep. Angular.
I'd say, when it comes to the ergonomics, the form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more beautiful than your average. However, the color, we don't have a say in that.
So
that has been dictated pretty much by the company, so.
That's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say we have not solved the problem completely.
Yeah.
We remote because the color is ugly.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say about it. I much prefer something like brushed chrome, with that form.
Yeah, something more modern to go.
Right.
A modern color to go with the modern form.
Right, it's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled with something like that.
Okay, so do you think this was a assigned criteria, do you think maybe we should put it more in the middle then?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like 3, 4?
I would say 4.
Yes.
Okay.
Very non-committal 4.
Okay. The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
It's very intuitive.
Yeah. I think that was the main aim.
Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah, because we've brought it down to basically 4 controls with the most common channels, channel and volume. And then the other ones are just a matter of just going scrolling further.
Scrolling through and selecting a few.
So
that's a 1.
Yeah.
I think that's a 1.
Fourth one, how about the problem of a remote being easily lost?
Something that big and that yellow you just
thought. But the speech recognition, that could maybe just use that solely for the finding thing. That was mentioned.
So if we incorporate speech recognition into it, then
just to use to find it, it was lost by a setback, and then you lose them, so yellow. so easily. And it's not going to fall like a rectangle, slip down behind things. That's going to be a difficult shape to.
Well, it is quite bright then.
Yeah. Maybe in the middle again, 3 or 4 or something. I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people can lose.
Yeah.
I mean, a million ways, you can pick it up and walk away with it, and then you've lost it.
But if we do go with the speech recognition, then it then our scale goes up quite a bit.
Oh yeah, yeah, probably.
Probably 2. You know, if we eliminate the fact that you know it's impossible to guarantee that it's not going to be lost,
yeah.
Then I'd say 2. With speech recognition, which of course may be changed depending on budget.
Yeah.
You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing raise hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could add that, but that's nothing we have thought of so far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if it were just a.
Yeah, true. But I mean, just those whistling, clapping, key things, they're cheap, so it can't be that.
It's anti-theft technology for suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage and another piece that starts beeping that can't cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece you have to glue somewhere behind your
TV.
Stick it behind your TV and the other.
Pray that you don't accidentally lose that piece.
Right. That'd be tough. Well, also your remote would alarm you if somebody stole your TV to television. Ran off with it without taking a beautiful remote control.
Yeah.
So, are we adding one of these two features?
Let's add one of those features and say yes.
Okay.
So we're going to add 2 or 1? Or 2?
2.
Two.
Two.
Okay. Are we technologically innovative?
I'd say so. Don't get many
it's all
no controls with screens on.
It's all just stolen technology.
Yeah,
stolen.
Yeah,
but there's not a lot of yellow. Of course,
right.
I wasn't really kind of forced to take that color.
2? 3?
I don't know that we are that
stolen.
Innovative.
No,
but how many remotes do you see?
If we added the screaming factor, then we go up. I would say we're probably at 4.
Okay. Spongy material.
Yeah, we do have that.
Okay.
Some spongy
yeah,
material.
As much as sort of needed, right?
Okay.
It's not a 1, though. 1 would be the whole thing.
Because it's only got
to fold and stuff.
Like these parts of the grips and perhaps the back side, the bottom underneath of the badge.
So it's a 4 at
probably
most.
A 4 at most.
And lastly, 5. Did we put the fashion in electronics?
Yes.
Yeah. So your fashion is Carmen Miranda? You betcha.
Well, the recent fashion has rather displayed in the LCD and
it's
the
true.
Way you operate it and the form and the color,
right.
But it definitely is.
But what we were told, so yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, we'll see what
just about it, huh?
7 days. 2 point. Is it 2.4?
That's a long time.
What happens on that?
Just, I'm sure there's a camera in there.
Okay, we'll say 2.4 too.
Chris, I can't do that without a tablet.
No, I can't do that. I'm very impressive.
And what is the acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale that we have to hit?
I don't know. It just told me to pick my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it, basically.
All right, then. have a budget. But we do.
It's been going a long time, but no, it's 2.4285, so it just keeps going on.
Oh my god, okay.
2.42 basically.
Yeah, okay.
So I have here
50%, you're kidding.
Yeah. We want a 50% profit on this. Oh, you can't really see that very well.
Talks about things quickly.
12.5 euros is what it's supposed to cost us. Okay, so
it's too much.
Well, let's see. Okay. All right, so the top, I don't know if you guys can read that or not. I can't sit on my glasses on. But so we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case. Then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay. So first of all, energy source, we pick battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably. So either 2 or 4.
Two.
Like it.
Right. 4 is going to be too heavy, so that's not our problem. People can change it every month. They won't.
Excellent.
Won't.
This is consumerism. All right. So for the electronics, our choices are simple chip-on-print, regular chip-on-print, advanced chip-on-print, sample sensor, sample speaker.
An advanced chip on.
That's the advanced chip on.
Okay. And we have one of those. Okay, and then the case is a probably that's double curved.
Yes.
Case materials are
plastic.
I guess it's 2, since one for the top, one for the bottom.
Mm.
Is that right, or is it just 1?
No.
Maybe it's 1 because of the...
It's just one single mold, you can do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess it doesn't matter, because the price on that one is 0, which
is
nice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Special color?
That's not a special color.
I don't
know. Specially ugly color.
Interface type. We have push button, scroll wheel interface, integrated scroll wheel push button, and
nice.
LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display.
And then,
is it the integrated or?
Outside integrated.
Yeah. Okay. Button supplement. Special color.
Hmm.
Special form. Special material.
We could, of course, make the buttons wood. Same mahogany or something.
Look really lovely.
Or titanium. The cost is all the same.
But
we only have one button, so really we shouldn't be charged. We shouldn't be charged anything for the button supplements.
Yeah, I think we'll
leave it blank.
Okay, we're gonna leave that one blank because we run on the LCD scroll. So our total is 15.5. Which I believe
that's too much.
Is by 3 euros over.
It's hard to believe. So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than a banana shaped remote is one that you shake.
What if we completely took out the one single button we've got on and just had a scroll wheel interface and the LCD display? I suppose the LCD display is the one that's pushing out the back.
Yeah, because we have to have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it, it also depends on the software on the television you can have. The information that this thing transmits between displayed on the screen. So it's,
Yeah, you could maybe take out the LCD display, even if it comes up on the computer itself, on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display?
Not as possible, though.
Right. We may not need it. There you go.
Well, there we go.
There we go.
12.5. Okay. So we just remove our
screen.
Screen here.
Make it a bigger dial. Easy to use. Even easy to use, huh?
Yeah. Besides, look at what the LCD does to our lovely remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away a heck of a lot of it.
What's the blue
the
part?
That was just
that's
on the yellow.
There you go.
There you go. Even simpler.
Looks more like a banana.
Yeah.
Maybe one more here.
Okay. So, costs under 12.5 euro. There's no, we redesigned it.
Yeah.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork means new ideas found. So, I guess that perhaps the project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me. But I'd like to hear your thoughts. what did you think of our project process?
Great. Yeah, I think we did quite well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The teamwork.
Half a day on remote.
Right from the start of the day.
Yeah.
We sort of knew where we were going straight away.
We, we started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting as you guys brought up more information and studies that we were right on with a lot of those things. You guys worked together well as a team, and the means, which was the whiteboard and the pens. I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Minus your PowerPoint.
Well, that's not my fault. It's
no, I know.
People I work for, they work for me, just, you know, heads are going to roll.
You have a list of employees that you would like fired?
Yes, yes.
Okay, new ideas found?
Kind of.
Yes, for the remotes, maybe no, not for
technology.
Closing, costs are within the budget, project is evaluated, complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it.
Excellent.
I still have to do my minutes for the last meeting. Actually. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up. And then we'll have to check with the main boss whether we can, what goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.